At one of our stops here in Iowa along the convoy route, I had a chance to meet the Lieutenant Governor of the state of Iowa, and that's Sally Peterson. And Sally, we're really just thrilled to have made it this far. Everything seems to be going well, and we're glad to be here in Iowa.
Well, great. We're glad to have you here. And this actually coincides with a tour that I'm doing called the Rediscover Iowa Tour. It's a four-day tour in 18 communities, and this seemed like a wonderful event to make part of this occasion that I'm doing.
Are you going to have a little convoy with that?
I am. I'm going to be riding in a Studebaker. It's a beautiful yellow convertible Studebaker, and we'll be at Living History Farms and celebrating there, hot dogs, and a little official ceremony a bit later this afternoon.
Tell us what you think about the whole idea of celebrating the 50th anniversary of the interstate.
Well, the interstate is certainly important to commerce and to tourism. I'm promoting tourism on my trip, but certainly commerce is a huge and important industry in Iowa. We are very pleased to have Interstate 80 come through our state, and it makes Iowa a point of distribution for many, many companies.
As the fuel sponsor, I'd love to know your thoughts on that word ethanol and how that figures into the whole energy equation, especially as it relates to driving our vehicles on these highways.
Well, Iowa, as you know, is first in the nation in ethanol production, and we are developing new plants every day, building and expanding. We have 25 plants currently up and running, another seven coming online, and two in expansion. So we're strong proponents of ethanol. It creates a cleaner environment and certainly energy independence, which is important not only to our state but to our country.
Great. Well, thank you very much. That's the Iowa Lieutenant Governor, Sally Peterson. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.